Good evening, good evening. Welcome back to another episode, another edition with your boy Joey Fresh. Yes, to death, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to an episode, a brand new episode all around the world in the palm of your hand. Once again, I want to take the second out of the day to thank you. If you're watching, listening this from your cell phone device, laptop, or your desktop, I want to thank you again, or on the radio. This podcast has going on 4 or 5 years. I think it's going on my fifth year. Been in the making. Once again, I thank for everyone who's tuning in. Also to all my new listeners. If you'd like to subscribe, help by a donation, $1, $5, $10 monthly. We'll appreciate it. Once again, it's helping the channel to go live with live videos on YouTube and bring in new content. I'll tell you one thing, ladies and gentlemen, what a crazy 2 weeks. What an amazing, crazy 2 weeks. I know last time I talked on my last podcast, you know, it's been, you know, I was looking forward for the Super Bowl. I said that I was going to do it. Unfortunately, things took a different turn. Why did things took a different turn is because sometimes things happen out of your control. You know, you can't control the outcome, how things turn out. You know, you knew I had a feeling it wasn't we just got back into America a little too late. I was a little upset. When I said this past weekend, I was in Tijuana. You know, had some friends came down from Portland, and I was hosting, showing them, having fun. The food was amazing. The culture was phenomenal. You know, and then unfortunately, it took a turn. I had the privilege of, you know, watching the Super Bowl, and then also came to find out that my grandpa ended up in the hospital. So, you know, one event happened to another. And this is what goes into our segment today. Wow. That the battle, you have to face. You have to face the battle sometimes. So you always have to face the battle. So today's segment is you have to face the battle. And when I say that, it's because, you know, you hear on my previous episodes, if you haven't, I highly recommend for you to go back and catch up on these couple of weeks last month, all the way, I say maybe back into November, where my step-grandma kicked me out. I don't know, she had like this, but like, she doesn't like me. I could just tell, it's the way the energy goes, right? She just put on this finage around my grandpa, right? But, you know, my grandpa was in the hospital. I did not find out we have a pastor friend of ours. His name's Pastor Bruce. He called me to let me know. I did not know that my grandpa was in the hospital. That's one of the things that really upset me. Is that you have to find out from another person to let you know that your grandpa's in the hospital. You know, so then doing my rounds, letting the family members know. And, you know, sometimes some family members are not going to be with you. Some family members are going to, you know, always go on the other side. Instead of, like, arguing with them. Because it's always, I've learned this these past couple days. We always see what is showing, but not knowing the story. We could see what's going on, but we don't know the full story. And it is true. A picture has 1,000 words. right? But what is the story behind the picture? Should be the question you should be asking. So these past couple of days, you know, I've been spending time with my grandpa morning and night. Because, you know, I hate to say this, but his time is coming down, you know, and of course, it's a topic that a lot of people don't want to talk about. You know, my grandpa had lived a long time, 93, about to be 94, right? He's seen the Depression, he's seen the war, Vietnam, World War II, you know. He's seen that all. And I'm here as a representative. I'm here for my family. Through Texas, Wisconsin, Mississippi, all over, right? I'm taking on that burden. I'm taking on that fight. Why am I taking the fight? Because I'm not letting my step-grandma take full ownership, full responsibilities. She's 97. And it hurts me because me going against an elderly lady on the behalf of my grandpa, because my grandpa's getting older, it's a battle that we don't prepare ourselves. It's a battle that we don't even think about, right? And a lot of people don't understand what's going on, right? You know, I had the privilege of talking to the doctor yesterday just to see, you know, bring me up to speed, because my step-grandma will not let me know what's going on with my grandpa. So it's sad that I have to go around her back. It's sad that she's telling the nurse, the doctor, telling the caseworker that she's in control and don't let, like, she's the one that's going to be handling it. But came to find out, now here's facing the battle, came to find out that she didn't let them know that I was, that he had a grandson here. She didn't let them know that let the doctors know that I'm also need to know what's going on. And it makes me mad. It upsets me. So I had to find out, and I've been going every day, visiting hours from 10 to 6. And ladies and gentlemen, since I've been there, was it Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? For these past 3 days, I've been there, right? The time she comes in is to fill out the paperwork. That's it. One day she did stay for like 2 hours and that's it, right? But the caseworker told me, your grandpa's wishes was to go back to Texas to be buried with, you know, be buried where his family's at. I said, yes. And she had the audacity, said, he's not the one that makes the decisions. I am. So everything you guys are telling me, talking, I need you guys to tell me right now. I'm like, yo, you know, it's fine. But you got to let me know what's going on with my grandpa. So the next day, right, I had the privilege of talking to the doctor named Dave. He's a nice guy, nice, sweet guy. Out from Tennessee. He loved San Antonio. He said he spent San Antonio for New Year's this year. We're just, you know, brainstorming, you know, having a good laugh. And he was kind of bringing up to speed, you know, when my grandpa had, like, some heart issues, trouble, you know, he had pneumonia, and the way he keeps getting pneumonia, you know, the way his throat. So it was just breaking it down for me, right? And then here comes my step-grandma. She's like, whoa, why are you talking to him without me? Whoa, like, I was here. Like, I didn't know I had to call you, let you know. And you know what the part is that really upset me is that the day I first saw him, they're like, "Hey, Joe, I need that key to the house where my grandpa stays." My grandpa stays with it, right? And I said, "Okay, cool." Right? And I say, "I need my grandpa's wallet." "Oh, we can't find it. We don't know where it's at." So I'm like, "You guys don't know where my grandpa's wallet at. But yet you guys are eager to pull everything away from me. Because I have a feeling. I have a gut feeling, ladies and gentlemen." And once again, I'm going against this battle. I'm going against my step-grandma, her grandson, you know. Plus her other daughter that stays with her, you know. Over my grandpa, right? And I'm having family in my ear, "You should do this, you should do that," yelling. And, you know, I'm just like, and there's only so much I could do from my point of view on my end. Not trying to get locked up, not trying to get a case, not trying to, as much I've, there's been some moments, and we'll touch on those, but let me catch up to speed, right? So I asked for the wallet. She came back in with her son. Said, "I don't like you asking for his wallet. You know, he says I'm in his financial, you know, advisor, and anything he will need, he has to go through me." Came to find out, talking to the caseworker, that they're not legally married. By state, they're not legally married. So what does that mean, ladies and gentlemen? That means your boy Fresh has full bloodline to my grandpa. And of course, common law. I respect that. And the reason why am I fighting? Why am I taking on this battle? It's because I want my grandpa to see his family in Texas. As much as I want to take him to Wisconsin to see his brother, it was the original plan that we had at the beginning of February, due to my beloved, loving cousin, Gustavo. I think about him every day. I miss that guy. He's one of my closest cousins. And why do I love him and miss him so much? Because I saw the ambition in him. Just reminds me of me. Like, he always wanted family first. He always wanted to provide for his family. He was always there for his son. He gave his grandma, my cousin, you know, Mossy, a truck, the family a truck. He took him out. He spent money, you know. Oh, it's like seeing my little brother, just so ambitious. He was ambitious. He loved what the things I do, the entrepreneurship I was doing. I was teaching him about crypto. Sorry to get off topic, because I just miss that guy. Miss his random text. But going back to what I was saying, the wishes my grandpa had. You know, if I took him to Wisconsin, he wouldn't make it. It was 11 degrees out there. Now he's in the hospital fighting for his life with pneumonia, but he's overcoming because they did a blood transfusion to get his blood cells pumping and going. They gave him steroids, pills for his swollenness. They're just reviving him step by step. Right now he's happy to say he has moved to a rehab facility so they can start doing speech therapy training on his throat. Start working on minor exercising to get the blood going, walking, you know. So, going back, what Sugar said when she came in the room. She said, "It's always been me and him since you came along." You know, there's so much I could have wanted to say. So much I wanted to explode out, right, ladies and gentlemen? But it's crazy that when you advance yourself so high spiritually, mentally, professionally, it's hard to come down with our wrath, rage, cussing, you know, explosion. So I'm just there, just like letting her just explode, you know, whatever she has to say. But I'm taking on this battle. I don't care what she says. And I appreciate her for being there for my grandpa for the past 9, going on 10 years. But that does not give you 100% to dictate where his body should be laid at, or his financials, or should be his medical call, you know? And the audacity of filling out the paperwork for being a caregiver, as I was trying to do the process in the beginning, because I knew this was going to happen. I knew it 6 months ago, 7 months ago, right? She said, no, that's a scam. They just want money. Now look at it now. Look at it. Look where we're at right now. Taking on the Goliath. Talked about this on my Facebook earlier. I'm David going against the Goliath, right? And I'm not going to stop. I just have a feeling. I have a feeling that she's going to not let the family see him. Even though she says she's not, even though she says she's there for my grandpa. You know when you have a feeling, you like 99% feel like you're right? Like 99%, like I feel like I'm right. And some family member was like, no, you know, she's not like that. I'm like, you guys don't get it. Like, of course you guys gonna say that, because she could put on a nice facade, like a nice picture for you guys. But I've been here. I've seen it. Went out to lunch with her. I've seen how she acts. I've seen how the way she is. Like, I've seen it. See how she gets upset. But I'm not. I'm not David. I'm not David because I have that feeling. I know that what she's going to do. To a point that I'm like, man. I'm like, you know what? My grandpa keeps going to her side and say, you know, she makes the decisions. She makes the decisions. It came to a point today that before we moved my grandpa to this rehab facility, they needed a payment. Well, I didn't want to make the payment because didn't someone wanted to be responsible with the financials, right? So when they were blowing, like caseworker was like, hey, we can't get a hold of her. We need a payment. Can you call her? So I said, okay, cool. So I went to go let her know, like, hey, they're calling you. So when they ask, we need your credit card, she's like, whoa, for what? Well, we need to pay for the transport to get, you know, your husband to the facility. No, like, I'm not gonna use my car. Whoa. So then they came into the hospital, like, hey, you know, why didn't you pay it? I'm like, look, you said you wanted the responsibilities. If that was the case, I would have done it. Well, we can't find his wallet. We don't know where his wallet's at. You know, maybe he left it. Well, look. Now you want me to pay for something that I thought you said you wanted to do. I thought you said you want to be in charge of all the financial and all this and that. Well, it does not go both ways, you know? If you're going to include me, you got to let me in. And I think she's so scared of that I'm like straight bloodline, you know? And I just have a feeling. I just have a feeling that, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, I could be wrong, and I will admit if I'm wrong. But there's 99% telling me that I'm not wrong. Like, I'm right. You know, I just feel like. Then I found out today. I'm not 100% accurate, but I found out today the reason why she never fulfilled to marry my step to marry my grandpa fulfilly by the state is because she's still collecting a check from her ex-husband. So when she fully gets that name over, she will not collect that check. And I'm like, whoa, I felt like I'm part of those mystery channels, right? Like, I think she's trying to do that for my grandpa to collect his check when he passed. Because everything's happening so fast within these couple days, right? And I'm telling you, it's a battle. And then the grandson wanted the car that my grandpa gave to me. But then again, he asked, like, hey, is your son going to have the car? He's like, yes. He's like, oh, of course. Hello. I'm his grandson. And then the caseworker asked, like, is he your grandson? No. What's your name? Oh, Jeff. Oh, okay. So, am I venting? Yes. Am I sharing? Yes. I'm sharing that in life, you will fight and stand against a battle that sometimes you feel like you're going to lose. And I'm at that point right now that I am trying all I can. Plus, listen to my family saying, do this, do that. It's crazy. Everyone has an input. Ugh, why can't I say it? Input. Everyone has an input through a phone, right? Through a phone, everyone has like, do this, do that. Well, you know, but then there's boundaries, respectfully boundaries, you know. There's a part of me to say, you know what, grandpa, you want that, then you do that. You know, and if it happens, like I said, that she's gonna not let you leave or do this, do that. I just want to tell my family. Some of my family members like, look, this is what you wanted. Well, I could just hear it now. Why didn't you think that was gonna happen? Why you didn't tell us? Maybe you would have been here. You know, at this moment, me explaining it, man, I feel like Jesus in this moment right now, telling like half the people or majority of the world, right, what's the truth, and everyone is going against them, right? But Jesus, like, this is what I know. Like, I'm 99% accurate. This is exactly what I know. People are like, no, oh no, Jesus, like, you say you're the Messiah, I don't believe you. Besides, I'm not doing no miracles. I'm just using it as an example, right? Just using an example. This is the example of saying that I know I'm right. If I was wrong, I would have let you know I'm wrong. But when I'm not right, I want to let you know I'm right. Like, I'm right. All I want to do, like, I really don't care about nothing else. I don't care about the car. I don't care about his materials. I just want to give my grandpa a nice burial with his mom. That's the only wish he told me, and that's the wish I'm going to stick out with. If I get locked up, then it's worth it. You know, at least I said, grandpa. I tried my best, grandpa. Tried my best, you know. He's a good man. He's a good man. You know, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes you have to fight for those good people. It's true. It is very true. Good people do finish last. That's no lie. People take advantage of them. You know? And me saying this, I'm not done yet. I'm not David. I'm stepping into the battle. I Gotta face it. Gotta face it. You know, and I just let everyone know that I know, dude, what I'm going through, through this circumstances, you know, I pray for her. I pray for my step-grandma. You know, I pray that God open her heart. God let her reveal what she's doing. And if not, I just know that I put it in God's hands. Put it in God's hands. There are certain battles that you could only do as much as you can as a human flesh person. Sometimes that you have to give it to a higher power. Whatever higher power you believe in. Mine, I believe in God. You know, and I give it to Yahweh. Look, Yahweh, this. But I believe, help me as much as I can. Give me strength, give me wisdom, give me knowledge. Give me shield, give me armor. We're living at the end of the times, and it's crazy what's going on. I see it on the news. I see it on TikTok. You know? It's a battle. Whatever you're at, ladies and gentlemen, it's a battle. Could be through relationships. Could be your baby daddy, your baby mama, your mother, your father, your brothers and sisters. You know? Stepmom, your stepfather. It's crazy. It's crazy. You put up a stronger fight and a stronger battle against people who aren't even family. That's the craziest part. You know? You get non-family members that are trying to dictate more. That's the part that makes me laugh more. I wanted to let her know that when she told me, well, I've been here for 9 years. It was always me and him. I was about to say, oh, yeah, I was here before you, and I'm his grandchild. Remember, my grandma was before you. I may have to say that. Just get in her skin. Just to get in her skin. You know... But going back, ladies and gentlemen, you got to be strong. You can't fall weak. That moment right there, that was just that's the evil, evil saying negative things. You can't just, you have to overcome it. You always have to overcome those explosive thoughts. Because I've learned all questions are answered through problems. All questions are answered through problems. So all the problems I'm going through, there's going to be an answer coming out of it. It's going to be a blessing coming out of it. If I got to keep fighting, keep slaying, I just know that it's all going to come to light. I want to share that, my experience right now. You know, I wish that, you know, spending time with my friends could have been short, but, you know, they had a late delay. Their flight got changed at the last minute. You know, once again, sometimes things happen out of your control that but look, I'm here right now. You're here right now. Just gotta face it. Get ready for the battle. Get ready for the battle. Get ready for the week. Ladies and gentlemen, as I end this segment, right, with the battle that I know I'm about to face starting again tomorrow, till my grandpa comes back home, or we get him prepared for hospice. Wherever God has in store, we just know that it's by His grace, by His love. So, before I end, I'd like to say a quick prayer just to give you strength, to give you courage for this upcoming week. If you're ready to receive, stay. If not, I want to wish you a blessed evening and a powerful week. As we start to pray, oh Heavenly Father, I ask you, Lord, to bless the person on the other side of this who's going to receive your blessing for the upcoming new week. Give them strength, courage. Give them healing with the shield, the armor shield, and the sword against all of their Goliath that they're about to face in the battle ahead today, tonight, for this week. We know that you are with us every moment, every second. When the dark shines to the light, we know that your grace, your love will always give us peace and guidance. Prepare us, love us, and watch over us. I say, amen. If this is meant for you, I ask you to share it, because you don't know who's going through a Goliath of a family member or through a loved one. Because as I share what's going on with my grandpa, you have to know sometimes that when you step into a battle, what's the purpose of it? What's the outcome? Because a battle is going to prepare you stronger, going to give you more wisdom. It's going to give you a lot of knowledge. Because we don't deal with a lot of physical battles that they, back in the old days, with swords, shields, and stuff like that. We deal with a lot of drama battles, a lot of face-to-face battle, a lot of controversy. Those are the battles that we face day in and day out. Spiritual battle, love battle, family battle, relationship battle. You name it, we face it. I think that sometimes that we go through a lot of obstacles and challenges, struggles, success, to prepare us on the day in and day out battles that we face. Know how to handle it. Know how to build that muscle through those experience to teach what we gathered, teach what we've been through to our loved ones, to our friends, to our family members. You know? Sometimes people just start a fight just to vent. You just got to let them know. Are you venting or are you trying to do something? You know, everyone doesn't know how to release. You know, everyone has their different way on taking on the battle or going through a battle. It's good to talk to them. As much as I talk to my step-grandma, I just see it through her soul. So she's up to something. She's up to something. But once again, I give it a God, and I still get ready, prepare for the new battle tomorrow. So ladies and gentlemen, as I get ready, as I prepare myself and you get ready and prepare yourself for tomorrow, get ready. I'm going to let you know that I'm going to start a fast to get back on my results. A cleanse fast to clean out my stomach from all the tacos I had in Tijuana. It was good. Spent time. I went down to Donut Bar, very famous in San Diego. The owner gave me a shout out. Once again, I know my Eagles did not win as much as I wanted to. But you know, I'm happy to say at least my Eagles did participate in the Super Bowl. You know, that's the best thing to say. You know, it was a good game. It was a good high scoring game. But at the end, I was happy that the Eagles won. I mean, the Eagles was part of the Super Bowl. Shout out to all the Chiefs fans that won. Shout out to my mom, who's a big Chiefs fan. Yes, I owe you, and I'll pay you on your bet. Good thing I didn't bet as much as I wanted to, but that's another story for another episode. And I'll let you know how everything goes this week. I'll drop another podcast next Sunday. It's your boy Fresh. I'm going to wish you a wonderful evening, wonderful night. Oh! Before I go, I know I said this in my last episode towards the end, that I am reamping and restarting my fitness app. Shout out to my friend, Bart, that basically helped me to rename it. Right now, I am in the process of getting my LLC, getting an app developer locally as well, getting all the documentations done, the NDAs prepared with the new logo. So that's in the works. I'm going to fulfill it. I remember I said start, always finish what you started, and I'm going to finish, and I'm going to collect 10% of the earnings and give it to my cousin, my cousin's family, because he's the only one that really believed in me. He's the one that came to all my events, and it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have the vision to get back into it. So as much as I see it's fit, I want to get it rocking and rolling for him. So that's why I want to let you guys know. Your boy's back on his entrepreneur gang. I do the Herbalife. I did get paid last week for that. I love it. I love Herbalife. I love the products. Helped me lost 120 pounds. Love it. But the strategy is, you know, you really have to have a facility that you need to be plugged in. You need to, you know, not one thing is another. But we'll slowly get back into it. It's your boy Fresh. You're blessed. You already know the phrase. Gotta get up and go get it. You guys stay humble.